This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said that an agreement with the Trump administration on a new coronavirus relief package would have to be reached within the next 2 days, or it won't get done before the national presidential election on November 3rd. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are negotiating on a package that could cost between $1.8 trillion and $2.2 trillion, but have not agreed on specific terms of a national strategic testing plan, among other issues. Even if they do reach an accord, some Republican senators say they're opposed to spending that much money in addition to the $3 trillion approved months ago by Congress for coronavirus relief. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases are surging in some states and the economic recovery has slowed. Both Pelosi and Mnuchin want to send a new round of $1,200 stimulus checks to most Americans and to restore some level of federal unemployment benefits for jobless workers. They have yet to agree, however, on funding for cities and states, child care, tax credits for lower-income Americans, liability protections sought by Republicans, and other issues. The U.S. continues to lead the world in coronavirus cases with 8.1 million infections. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday there are nearly 39.7 million COVID infections worldwide and more than 1.1 million deaths so far from the virus. India said Sunday it had recorded more than 61,000 COVID-19 cases in the previous 24-hour period. India has almost 7.5 million COVID-19 cases with more than 114,000 deaths. Once again, that's according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of demonstrators continued to protest Thailand's prime minister in Bangkok on Sunday, defying a ban on gatherings of more than four people. Protests, largely led by students, have persisted in the capital for months. They're calling for the resignation of Prayut Chan-o-cha, who seized power in a 2014 military coup. The movement suffered multiple setbacks over the past week, with dozens arrested after they flashed a pro-democracy salute at a motorcade for the Thai queen. Authorities sparked outrage across the country when they used water cannon to disperse crowds outside Bangkok's central shopping district on Friday. And over the weekend, Thai authorities banned gatherings of more than four people. However, the protests continue. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other on Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after it took effect. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres also spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials have condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism. They say most of the victims were civilians, and a number of the injured people are in critical condition, meaning the death toll could rise. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran has expired despite objections from the United States. The embargo prevented Iran from buying foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets. Iran has heralded the end of the arms embargo as, quote, a momentous day for the international community. That's the end of the quote. The Trump administration, meanwhile, insists it has re-invoked a U.N. sanctions on Iran via a clause in the nuclear deal it withdrew from in 2018. And France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamist extremism following the brutal killing of a French schoolteacher last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of a middle school history teacher named Samuel Paty, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class. The British government said on Sunday it still wants to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union despite deadlocked talks. The UK had imposed a deadline of last week's EU summit for the deal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.